When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
We got a team in here. And this is a intent. Now, if I come up here, we got a score.
Wait for it. There it is, right there. That hits the spot. This is Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment, Therapy, Speculation this time of year. Mackie, Judd, Executive Producer, Declan. The show is presented by Surly and also TCL, one of the world's best-selling consumer electronics brands. They have a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution, all at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. We are right smack dab in the middle of a general manager search that will eventually turn toward a coaching search, even though they've been doing background on coaches. They haven't submitted an official list to the league, but there's definitely background being done on coaches. We're both here in the
buzz. Reckless speculation.
Reckless speculation.
But this is a four-question Friday, and when it comes to coaching candidates, I think we should address this that came out yesterday for question numero uno. From Elias Johnson, who is a journalist based in Iowa, he tweeted yesterday, "I can confirm Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell was on the sideline at the Bears-Vikings game. I figured he was there to watch David Montgomery. Sounds like he's on the short list for the head coaching job in Minnesota." I have no reason to question Elias Johnson's reporting here. He kind of floated it. It wasn't like your classic report, but it was kind of like...
But he's in Iowa.
So he must know. If he's in Iowa, yeah. then he 100% knows, right?
He's got his ear to the ground in Iowa.
Speculation. I mean, he couched it a little by saying, sounds like... Yeah. He didn't say a source tells me. He said, sounds like he's on the short list for the coaching job.
Yes.
Question number one is, does Iowa State coach Matt Campbell do anything for you guys?
So I think we talked about this a while back. Matt Campbell's name, even before Mike got fired, has been like oddly, much like the Lane Kiffin thing, oddly floating around. He does more for me than Lane Kiffin because I think he's a better coach. Like, I think Lane Kiffin is a really gifted offensive mind. Beyond that, I have no idea.
Lane Kiffin's kind of crazy.
He might be off his rocker.
Yeah.
I think Matt Campbell is a better coach, but he's 42. This is the highest pinnacle he's reached coaching-wise, Iowa State. He's done a great job. A lot I don't know. This one honestly would scare me a lot. Like, and who knows? It could be a great move. It could be a terrible. I don't know. But anyway, success in the Big 12 is a long way from success in the National Football League. I think this is.
Don't forget about the MAC. He was the MAC Coach of the Year,
Toledo, right?
In 2015. Yeah,
at Toledo.
Don't gloss over the MAC-tion cred.
This is accurate, though. I think that there is some type of shadow search going on just below the surface.
There is too.
And I don't know who it is or who's conducting it or why it's being conducted. But you got to connect the dots here. Please play the sounder.
I can see it. Hold on. I can see Ziggy just like in his little, he's just like sneaking around. Like, Hey, Matt. Hey, you gotta say
that. That is so creepy.
It is really creepy.
That is so creepy.
Reckless speculation.
Sounds like you should be arrested if that's what Ziggy's doing.
Beware the Ides.
You're like the guy in Aladdin who tells Aladdin to go into that sand hut to go find the to go find the lamp.
Go over there. Yes.
It cannot break. It broke.
But this makes it even more curious. Mark Wilf's comment about the GM will be involved in the coaching hire, but he didn't say he will conduct the search or make the hire him or herself. It also lends credence to, again, the Kiffin thing at some point, at least being real. So this does not do a lot for me, but what does a lot for me is this shadow search that is clearly going on below the surface. There is a coaching search
in the shadow.
Reckless speculation.
Matt Campbell, what do you do for you?
I simply just have to know more. As you know, I'm such a college football savant that I would, true, in general, just have to do more digging. I just, like, college, and then that's just my thing. Like, I spend my Sundays watching NFL football. And I get why people also like both, but I can't devote Saturdays and Sundays to football. I just can't do that as a casual watcher. I'm always thinking about football.
Yeah,
I am
you're
American.
Not red,
where are
like
you from?
Not,
what country are you from?
You're not red-blooded.
And
sure.
Well, definitely not red-blooded. But
from England?
But I just... It's like 5 hours. It takes forever. The clock stops the whole damn time. There's Bert and Ernie things being shown on the sidelines for play calling. I can't watch it. I don't
football.
Find it interesting. You know how many seconds I watched the BCS National Championship game on Monday? Zero. Didn't watch a single second of it.
Are you serious?
Didn't watch a single second of it.
That was a fun game.
Also don't have cable.
Second half.
But did not watch a single second of it.
Well, you have ESPN, though.
All right, so Declan is removing himself from the Matt Campbell
can't
conversation.
All right. You just bashed football. Unnecessary.
College football.
Demerit.
College football.
No, Declan has high football standards.
Yeah.
National Football League.
National Football League. That's a Friday Night Lights. I can get down some Friday Night Lights. That's fine. High school football's fine.
So, okay. I love me some Matt Campbell at the college level. I think, you know, he's like, I want to say he's like, He's well above. He won a Fiesta Bowl a couple years ago. He's well above 500 in the Big 12. And it's not like Iowa State is this powerhouse, fertile recruiting ground. Like, you know, Iowa State's a little bit like the Gophers, right?
Yeah.
That if you can get to the Fiesta Bowl and win it, that's about as high as you're going to take Iowa State. I love his leadership. I love the offensive background. It makes me super nervous that he has zero NFL experience. So I'm not out on him, but, and this might sound stupid, it would make me feel better if you looked at his resume and he spent like two seasons as the offensive line coach with the Carolina Panthers or something. Like he would be coming in as a young dude, right? He's like 40.
42.
Okay, 42.
Yep.
And would have never coached in the NFL before. But,
correct.
You know, everything I see and everything I hear, our guy Sage Rosenfels raves about him, Iowa State guy, like, I'm here for a leader. I'm here for an offensive mind. The lack of NFL experience, I don't know. I don't know, Jim.
I don't know, Jim. You're Matt Campbell.
But there's clearly something brewing with this shadow search. Like
reckless speculation.
Or maybe he was just there to watch David Montgomery. I don't know. But that's what makes this time of year really fun. You never know. Why are the Wolves flying down to Palm Beach?
Why is that tail number on that tarmac?
Somebody else hit us up on the Purple Daily YouTube comments, I think, and they said, "You idiots! Bill Parcells lives down there. They were probably going down there to see maybe."
And then
they were. I don't know.
And Doug Peterson.
And then Doug lives in Jupiter, so that was also sent yesterday.
Yeah, just a little hour up the coast.
I don't think they're going to see Parcells. They just fired Parcells' good friend.
Yeah, he's not happy. He was quoted by Chris.
Yeah,
Thomas
I don't too. Think they're going to see Parcells. So
Parcells told
who you calling an idiot?
Yeah, Parcells told the Pioneer Press that the Vikings will not find a better coach than Mike Zimmer, so they're probably not going to seek his consultation. By the way, the Lane Kiffin dream might be dead for those of you who are on the Lane train because he is hiring his brother, Chris Kiffin, to be the co-defensive coordinator at Ole Miss. But if you were ranking coaches in order based on how likely they would be to still leave that job days after hiring their brother, Lane would
Kiffin.
Be number one.
He's grooming his brother to take over.
No, that's think what's happening. About this. This is
he would hire his brother and then not tell him and then take a new job 48 hours later without thinking twice.
100%.
This is the ultimate sleight of hand. His brother's in on it, and he's coming here with him, but they're trying to create the diversion because this has picked up too much steam. So he's trying to dial down the pressure. Because you can take a college job and leave the next day. There's no pride in college football, which is why I love it, which is why Declan is grossly off base with his characterization of one of the great American pastimes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I feel like we should give Declan like just a couple college football assignments next.
Do you know what else is boring and long, Dex, but people go to every weekend? Church, okay? And you just rip the church of football.
I'm not going to have any comments on church. I was told to remove my comments the last time, so I'm just going to plead the fifth on church, okay?
Oh, I've talked about sermons. Unnecessary.
Sure.
Okay. We don't need sermon. Okay. Those are the priest's hot takes. We don't need the hot takes.
Just give me the communion.
Give me the meat. Exactly right. Phil's got the Catholic thing.
Let's
down.
Go.
That's
growing
exactly
up,
right.
growing up, very much Catholic. It's like, hi, do we? All right, it's been 42 minutes. Can we please? I'm hungry. Can we please
give
get
me
to
the
communion?
The consecration and that? Let's get her done and let's get out of there.
Question number two. This is from Mark Shores via the Score North app. Will the Wilves be? And he spells it Wilves. I think grammatically how we should address the Wilves going forward. Will the Wilves be as patient with this next GM and coach combo as they were with Zimmer and Spielman? You see, by the way, just to add some color to this, so the Giants prided themselves on organizational stability, right? Bill Parcells, and then at one point they had like Jim Fossil or somebody, but you know, stability, then Tom Coughlin. And then the last few years they're like, screw stability, fire everyone. Do you think the Wilves will be as patient with this next tandem?
I think it depends on how things go, but I think their goal is yes. I think their goal is going to be as patient as possible, because they've also cited the Steelers organization as an example of what they want. And I mean, Pittsburgh is ridiculously stable. So I'll say this. I would be very surprised if we got 3 or 4 years in and the GM was let go. So my guess is yes, I think they will be. And Mike was what, 8 years, which is good. It's very good. It's not great because there are people that exceed that. So my guess is going to be, yes, they will be as patient.
I think they should be patient, but I think they'll be more likely to pull the rug under the coach than the GM. It's kind of where I'm at. If they hire someone young or someone that didn't have the experience and the Vikings just are treading that, you know, 6-11, 5-6 win season, I could see them pulling the rug there, but I think they'll give their GM enough time.
Yeah, I think with how patient they were and with how much they're emphasizing Super Bowls and championships, and they've now owned the team for 15 years, it's a lot easier to be patient in your first 5 or 10 years. I don't think they're going to be super patient.
Really?
I think there's a chance if they whiff on a coach, I think you could see it 2 years and done. Like, I don't think someone's going to get 5 or 6 years of mostly missing the playoffs. Mike Zimmer mostly missed the playoffs, right? Was it 3 playoff appearances in 8 years?
Yeah, interesting.
When you look at it that way, it's like, it wasn't very successful.
You're fired. Now you're fired. Now you're fired. Everyone's fired. Everyone go home.
I love the Ziggy accent there.
You're fired!
You know, I saw a picture of Ziggy recently. Looks like he's lost some weight. Is it possible he's tapping into the Livia plan that has helped Judd?
Actually, you know what? That's a great point, because I went and talked to our friends at Livia Weight Control Centers on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And get this. So like, this is the unexplored Mackie and Judd factor here. And, of course, Purple Daily as well. A couple weeks ago, my friends at the center told me this. There was a couple that had signed up from Los Angeles, California, who did a consultation online, because yes, that can be done. Yesterday, I was told that a person that saw us on PD from New York signed up consultation. So is it possible that that person was none other than Ziggy Wilf? I don't know for sure. I'm throwing it out there. Reckless speculation crossing over with an endorsement. But I'm going to tell you right now, Livia's been great for me, 30-plus pounds down, and I want you now to take the Livia, I did an 8-week challenge. Get your first 8 weeks for free. In those first 8 weeks, I lost 26 pounds. This offer ends soon. Call today, 855-GO-LIVIA, livia.com, L-I-V-E-A.com. And that's right. If you've got some extra pounds and you are in, and you're a Vikings fan in Oregon, if you're a Vikings fan in Boston, livia.com. Check them out. Consultation online. You can join the program. That you don't have to just be here and start shedding those pounds soon. 855 go L-I-V-E-A, livia.com.
All right. Question number three here. Four questions Friday. So this came out yesterday via Mike Florio citing Pro Football Focus. The Vikings offense led the NFL in three and outs last year. What are your thoughts on that? How does that sit with you? I have a couple takes on it, but what do you guys think?
It doesn't sit well. It's embarrassing. Like you shouldn't. Like you should be a bad. You should be a really bad team. If that is going to be part of your statistical story for the season, you should not be a team that has Kirk Cousins, the quarterback, Dalvin Cook for the majority of the season, Justin Jefferson. I could go on and on and on. But what it tells me is this. You were so damn predictable that you made it from a play-calling standpoint, Clint Kubiak, Zimmer, because of his mandates. You made it from a play-calling standpoint very difficult to get momentum because a lot of times opposing defenses knew what you were going to do. Again, what I am looking forward to among the top three things with the Vikings starting in 2022, I'm looking forward to seeing the exploration of what the offense can do when it's unleashed. And I firmly believe that what you just said, Phil, is the starting reason for that is play calling and it's coaching and it's how predictable you were in so many different situations.
It is such an indictment on the Vikings for being the worst and just having so many three and outs, 53. And look at the teams that were near them. So they were tied with Houston for the most. Houston had 53. New Orleans was the second most, who like started five different quarterbacks this season. Jacksonville and New York Jets right afterwards. And you have Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, and you had the most three and outs. Yeah, I guess if you want to put the pie chart, most of it goes to Kubiak, but that is a complete system failure, to quote a Minnesota Twins executive, a complete system failure to be incompetent for that many three and outs. It's awful.
It's really bad. I think it speaks to a few things. Number one, you know, it's definitely an indictment on Clint Kubiak. I think there's just some major schematic flaws. And Mike Zimmer putting his hands in. It's an indictment on Kirk Cousins. It's an indictment on the offensive line and some of the penalties that they took. You know, the Vikings found themselves in a lot of second and longs. And then I think, too, if you look a little deeper, you know, the Vikings defense was not good this season. And they had their own issues independent of the offense going three and out. But when you lead the NFL in three and outs, you know, so your defense was just on the field. Maybe they did their job, or maybe they just allowed a touchdown drive, whatever it may be, and they're trying to get oxygen and get a quick splash of water and collect their breaths, and oh, wait, I just sat down, and now the offense is punting again for the fourth time today. So it's also probably dragging your defense down further than it needed to be. So it's like just sustained drives. Also, I found this. There's a website that it's basically like an analytical website, and they track success rate. So third down success rate is if you get the third down converted to a first down. So a first down success rate would be if you got 60% of the yards. A first down success rate is if you get 40% of the yards. A second down success rate is 60% of the yards. A third down success rate is convert the first down. And in the passing game last year, the Vikings' passing game success rate on third down was 25th in the NFL. So again, like not putting it all on Kirk, I do think Kirk is more deficient when faced with pressure, when teams know they're going to pass. Kirk's at a disadvantage, but the offensive line doesn't help, the play calling doesn't help. And then all of this bleeds into the defense being winded. And
this is also second and 16 and you run. So that now too. It's 3rd and 13.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, the Vikings run the ball more often on 2nd and long than all but, like, two teams. Yeah.
Did you put yourself in a position to succeed on 3rd down?
Yeah.
That's my question.
No. The answer is
negative.
Largely no.
Thank you.
And then question 4 here for you guys on this 4-Question Friday.
You like that? You like that?
What is your Super Bowl matchup, and who wins the Super Bowl?
So I have the Chiefs coming out of the AFC. I know they didn't get the bye. There's something, and hell, good for Tennessee for getting that bye, but there's just something fraudulent there, I think. They're a good football team. I just don't think they stack up with the Chiefs. I really don't. They're a good team. They're a very good team. They're very well balanced, but I think the Chiefs are just going to run the table in the AFC. I really do. The NFC, this might be the hotter take. If they get by Dallas, they're in. I think it's going to be San Francisco. I think Garoppolo and Shanahan have gotten things controlled and hot here. And if they beat Dallas, I think they're making it to the Super Bowl. I really do. I think Chiefs and Niners in the Super Bowl. Again, Mahomes versus Jimmy Garoppolo, and there might be hope there isn't a hot take cop that's around the corner as I take that speed. Ah, there it is.
Let's get him. Let's get him. Turn on the cherries, Phil. Light him up.
The hot take cops pulling Declan over. So the Niners, I think, would have to win 3 road games to get to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. right? Listen, crazier things have happened.
Jimmy
that's a team that has been to the Super Bowl before.
Jimmy don't got that.
That's just a warning. So
Chiefs Niners rematch.
Is that just a warning then? No ticket? That just or is that
it's,
even?
It's a warning. Yeah,
no,
warning?
Yeah. I mean, it's a fine. It's okay. A prediction. But I mean, yeah, you're gonna be. Let's just say this: we're putting the whiskey plates on your hot take car. So that we're alerted to the fact that you are predisposed to bad sports decisions.
How about this? Because it has to be impromptu, it has to be a touchdown. Can I put it and write that down right now? That's San Francisco 49ers make the dang Super Bowl.
Yes.
Write this down.
I'll put it.
In fact, I think
in.
all of these should be part of Purple Daily. Write that down right now.
Okay.
I think right. We should have our Super Bowl our Super Bowl matchups should be in. Let's put Super Bowl matchup and then our Super Bowl winners as 2 separate write that down predictions here. These are on the record.
So I have Niners Chiefs.
You're going Niners Chiefs and then who wins? Chiefs?
Yeah, Chiefs.
Niners. Okay.
I don't know. I like this sudden commitment that I have to make to this pick.
And okay. Off script. Off script, Kirk.
Yeah. Wow.
Not much I can do, but I don't know.
Okay,
that
off
I like
script,
this. I'm feeling the pressure.
Well, we scripted the first 15 plays. What now? Oh my god.
Ah. Okay. I'm feeling the...
Run the ball.
Wait. Clint, who should I pick for the Super Bowl?
He's busy interviewing for the Panthers offensive coordinator job. Yeah. That's why he missed your call.
Yeah. Clint Smith would not be. If his name was Clint Smith, he would be...
What's your prediction?
Yeah, just go. Quick pontificating.
I like to pontificate. My prediction is this. The Green Bay Packers will break through and make it back to the Super Bowl, where they will face from the American Football Conference the New England Patriots.
Oh, man.
The Patriots are going to win tomorrow against Buffalo. They are going to go on a roll. I don't see the Chiefs, and I don't know why. 3 consecutive years, I think there's been things exploited. I think the Super Bowl showed a blueprint to beat the Chiefs in a playoff game. Bill is Bill. Bill wants to face Tom, and I wish I could predict that Tom was going back, but the Bucs have some real deficiencies right now because of Antonio Brown's meltdown and guys being hurt. So I'm going Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers against the Fighting Belichicks at SoFi Stadium.
And who wins?
And
the Patriots win.
Whoa, dude. Yes. This is great.
Mac Jones.
Wow.
Mac Jones. Oh, and Ziggy says, that could have been our quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Should have been my quarterback.
All right. I'll give you Packers. Sorry. I think the Packers are going to make a run here. I'm going to give you Packers. And I also have a weird feeling about the Chiefs. It's been a weird vibe all year. They got their stuff together a little bit. People are kind of sleeping on the Buffalo Bills. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to
circle the wagon.
Yes, the Buffalo Bills are going to circle the wagons. Wow. And they will play the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl, and Aaron Rodgers will get the last laugh on everybody by hoisting a Lombardi trophy.
Wow.
Over the, and the Buffalo Bills will then have lost, what, their fifth Super Bowl.
They'll break the tie with the Vikings.
Yes, and the, and then the Buffalo Bills will now be number one in most Super Bowls lost. So write it down. Look at that. Look at us.
That is three very, very hot.
It kind of feels a little wide open. I know people are like Packers Chiefs rematch of what Super Bowl one, but
in Los Angeles at the Coliseum in that case.
Could also see the Buccaneers, but they're so depleted and hurt, and their weapons are not what they were a year ago.
No, but I mean it's time. It's Tommy.
People are sleeping on the Rams because everyone's just assuming that Matt Stafford's going to rifle off three picks in the first quarter.
And that I give thought to that, actually. I give thought to the Rams.
Yeah, could see that too. Like a little Rams chief situation. But there you go. That's Four Question Friday. Also presented by Surly. I know what Judd's going to be drinking during Super Wild Card Week.
Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. In fact, you know what? This whole week, Purple Daily, Mackie and Judd, sports fans in the state, this whole week has been about choices, right? Who's going to be the GM? There's eight candidates. Who's going to be the coach? There's going to be all of these potential candidates. And right now, I want to tell you about the most important choice that you can make, because maybe you don't know about Surly, and in particular, Surly Furious. And, you know, you're conducting a search right now. What's my beer, you're saying? What can be my beer? Well, I've got the answer. End the search right now. Head to the liquor store and pick up some delicious Surly, and in particular, Surly Furious IPA. I'm going to tell you, you want stability? Steelers-like? You'll find it. Surly Furious. That's your choice. End the search.
Surly Furious, just like the Steelers. This has been Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment, Speculation, Therapy, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out.
As an Alliant Energy representative, I really enjoy helping businesses save. Today, I visited a business that asked for a free energy audit. After walking through their facility, I let the customers know how much money and energy they could be saving. Plus, I gave them an action plan detailing how to improve their energy efficiency. I showed them how they could save even more with rebates from Alliant Energy on equipment upgrades. If you are interested in saving energy and money, schedule a free energy audit at alliantenergy.com/energyaudit.